Just a few halachot regarding the day of Tisha B'Av itself. Halacha says it's asur to study Devrei Torah. Maran bases it on a pasuk that says Pekudei Hashem Yisharim Misamechei Lev, that the Torah gladdens one's heart, and therefore it's asur to study Torah. There was one of the poskim that wanted to say that it's permissible to study the sod, the Kabbalah, on the day of Tisha B'Av, claiming that the Gemara Hagigah writes that a person can only study these esoteric concepts of the Torah if vilibo do'eg alav, where his heart is do'eg, where he has da'aga in his heart. But Hacham Avadya flatly rejects this opinion and says that it's clear that Torah Asod also, the Kabbalah also brings a person to Simcha, and if it's clearly Asod to study that area of the Torah as well. What about reading Tehillim? So the Levush brings down that the Minhag was not to read the Tehillim on the Tisha B'Av, and that's what the Mishnah Berura also brings down, the Halakha, not to read the Tehillim on the Tisha B'Av. Hakam Avadya holds that even if somebody doesn't know how to read anything else, and that's the only thing he could read, it's better let him take another book, maybe a book in English or whatever language he understands, that's pertinent to the destruction, and not to read the Tehillim. Even those that read the daily allotment of the Tehillim every single day, they should either read it the day before or read it the day after, but not on the day itself. Last but not least, it had become obvious according to this discussion that since they don't want you to take your mind off to the destruction, that's one of the reasons why we don't study Torah either. Because they don't want you to take your mind off the destruction. It would be clear that one should not read the newspaper on the day of Tisha B'Av, or other periodicals, or listen to the radio, to the news, or, you know, Chas v'Shalom, the other types of media that they have, which may not be suitable for other days as well, but certainly on Tisha B'Av itself, one should refrain from any type of activity that takes his mind off of the avodah.